Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Benedict XVI today met with the leader of the Orthodox Church of Cyprus. Charles Collins has this report.
Meeting at the liturgical hour of Sext, Pope Benedict XVI told the visiting Orthodox Archbishop of New Justiniana and all Cyprus that he was filled with joy in their meeting.
La colgo quest'oggi con gioia.
Archbishop Chrysostomus II was concluding a five-day visit to the Vatican and signed a joint declaration with the Pope on Saturday.
La Chiesa si trova ad affrontare in questo inizio del terzo millennio sfide.
At the signing, the Pope said that the Church must be on the lookout for false prophets in the third millennium, but at the same time find a new spiritual language capable of transmitting the Church's shared belief, which will help rebuild in truth and charity the communion among all the limbs of the one body of Christ. The Catholic and Orthodox Churches separated 1,000 years ago, and a joint theological commission has just renewed its discussions trying to tackle the issues which still divide the two ancient churches. The declaration signed on Saturday spoke about intensifying the search for full unity among Christians. The statement said the two reflected on a new opportunity that is opening up for more intense contacts and more concrete collaboration between the churches. It spoke about the Christian roots of Europe, the common witness on ethical values, and the serious worry that certain techniques applied to genetics will end up harming the dignity of man. At the same time Archbishop Chrysostomus was in Rome, the president of the Catholic Episcopal Conference of Europe, Cardinal Peter Erdo of Hungary, was visiting Patriarch Alexei II, the Orthodox Primate of Russia and spiritual head of the world's largest Orthodox Church. They also spoke about new ways of working together, and the Cardinal presented the Patriarch with a relic of St. Stephen of Hungary, which will be placed in the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow. European Orthodox Bishop Ilarion Alfeyev says he sees this as a hope for better relations between the two churches.
It is sin which separates churches and people, and it is sanctity which unites churches and people. And so the presence of this most venerable Hungarian saint in Moscow will be a visible sign of our quest for unity and quest for holiness.
In his remarks to Pope Benedict, Archbishop Chrysostomus said it was his personal conviction that the break between the two churches was made after an accumulation of misunderstandings on both sides, and it will take time, patience, and sacrifice to heal these wounds. But he says it's our duty to undertake this task under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I'm Charles Collins.